Un peu smash les tastes, ich es auch in mir immer. Doktora. We spoke out. The Taisa said that it's muchach from our Mishneh that Eish es ochiv me'ima yezakoretz. Other from the fact that she patas the tzora, other from the fact that she's potu michalitza, aber vini tvi, Taisa's nemtzachon betur dovol poshut, that Eish es ochiv me'ima is high of chorus. And this is as the kasha that in Teras Koyanim is mashma that is just ochiv me'imo is not high of chorus. Because the Teras Koyanim says an interesante drosha. It says eishes ochiv nido hi. The posuk is medame eishes ochiv to nido. Why the Tera has to be medame Eishes ach to say nidoi. The person marries the sister-in-law nidoi. Zog de Teras Koyanim man nido. Man nido. Sometimes she's muter and sometimes she's osu. After the mikveh she's muter. When she's a nido she's osu. Eishes Ach also has that kind of matzah. Sometimes mutar, sometimes also. So, the drosha means, who is Eishes Ach that I don't let you to marry is one that sometimes is also, sometimes is mutar. Eishes Ach minah, that if it has kids, it's also, but if not, it's mutar. But Eishes Ach minahim, if Hashem will answer it, it will be answer every time. Because it will never have a parsha of Yibum. So Nido he is megala to me that with the Teire Aser the Eishes Ach, the Teire was only speaking about the Eishes Ach Minahav that sometimes could be Osu, sometimes could be Mota. Eishes Ach Minahim, the Teire never spoke about. So this is the drosha of the Teire Koyanim. Eishes Ach Nido he. Eishes Ach has to be like as a Nido. As maybe in a Nido you have in and out. Eishes Ach also has to have an in and out. But Eishes Ach Minayim, that if it's also it doesn't have in and out, so it's not in the parasha bichlal of Arayas. And this is the way Taisus understands Pshat in the Teras Koyanim, that Eishes Ach Minayim is no chorus. So this was Be'etzem Tamtzis Taisus Dibra Masa Eishes Ochiv Me'im. That in our sugi is Mevor clearly that Eishes Ach Minayim is chorus. Ve'orayah it's Potu Michalitza. Well, Rayet patters the Tzor. This is a Shabbos. And Ilu in Teras Koyanim is mashma that only Eishes Ach that could have a matzah in and out like a nida was in the parsha of the Isur. Eishes Ach that is not like a nida cannot be in the parsha. And if you will ask her Eishes Ach minayim, she would never become muta. So I'll call her the Teira never ask her. This is Teis's kasha. Mikoyach this kasha Teis's answers. Al kol choch Eishes Ach minayim is chorus, like it's mefurish in our Mishneh, and chayn stoned the Gemara that Gimel Amud Beis Teis says, and the pshat in the Teras Koyanim nidohi, it's not the pshat that is no parshas chorus, and Eishes Ach minayim, it means the ariri that says in the parsha, state in the parsha ariri is a drosha ariri, that not only that is a chorus. And also that the kids die. That Roshe Variri is only Eishes Ach Minahav and not Eishes Ach Minahim. Chorus, every Eishes Ach has. Nidoi, but Nido Shteit Ariri. So Nidoi, Eishes Ach Minahav has a Ariri. Eishes Ach Minahim doesn't have a Ariri, but it has chorus. This is Be'etzen Tamtzi Stezu Di Balmasu Eishes Ochi Me'imoy. And our Suge is Mashma Chorus. Teras Koyanim Shteit only Eishes Ach that is similar like a Nida is a chorus. Mashma that Eishes Ach Minahim is not chorus. Zog Teisus, the Miut is not in Gansen that Eishes Ach Minahim is out of the Parsha. It means that Ishis Achmanahem is only out of the parasha of Hariri, but it's not out of the parasha completely, of course. This was Tesis. And that Tesis says, but that doesn't shtim with Shitas Rashi, because Rashi learns every chorus has a Hariri. If it doesn't have a Hariri, it's not called chorus. So you can't say that Ishis Achmanahem stays in the parasha, but it's only out of the Hariri. So Lefi Rashi Hadre Kush Leduchte, that in Teras Koyanim it's Muchach that there's no chorus Beishas Achminayim, because there's no Musig Miut of Hariri. If it's a Miut, it's a Miut completely. So it's Mashal that there's no chorus in Eishas Achminayim. And Ilu in our Mishnah state that is Eishas Achminayim. This is Be'etzel, the second part of Tesis. And that we answered yesterday and today, there is three Terutzim Mandas Rashi. One Teretz Ruhamarich yesterday, that Shitas Rashi Ein Echanami is no chorus Beishas Ach Minayim, but the Shem Erve is enough to patter from Yibum, Chalitza, and to patter the Tzor. We had it already in the beginning of Zman Be Chamoisu Le'achar Misas Ishtoi. Tesis learns as a chorus as a Shitas Rashi Alibed Rabbi Kive and Sanhedrin Oisu Ve'ezhen Bezman Sheshneim Kayomois, but Bezman She'ein Shneim Kayomois not. So Tesis learns only you don't burn them, but it's chorus. And Rashi learns that there's no chorus, it's only Oru Sheikhev Im Chamboisoy. So we had a Kasha and a Mishnah, so we had one side to answer Rashi, one side. That Ein Echanami, even if it's no chorus, if it's in the Parsha of Arayas, after we have Oleo, after we have Droshes, today every Erba is Pturo Min Ha'imu Min Ha'chalitza V'Peter Ha'soros. Not going now, we could answer it. And the same thing yesterday, we were a Ma'arich. The answer that Eishes Ach Minayim Lefi Shitas Rashi, she's a Erve, and b'meila she patters the Tzorah, even if she does not have goats. That could have been a Teretz in Rashi, or even Merames that maybe Tesis knew about it, but he knew that it only could patter Tzorah and not the patter from Chalitza, and made a deal. I don't want to go back to what we spoke about. This was one Teretz. The Teretz is nice, but he's not Emes, and that means it's not Emes the Yesoi. The Yesoi Be'ez Hashem will start today. Rebuch Ber to go into the Oymika in Yonim, if an Erve without chorus could patter on Tzoro, if an Erve without chorus could patter from Chalitza, that is based on the limud that we're going to learn. Could be the Yesoid of the Teretz is Emes, could be to answer Chamois Lacham Isas Ishtoi. But Legabe the Sugi, it's not an Emes of Teretz, because what the Kasha is that in our Mishnah is Masha, this chorus is Shesach Milaheim, and in Tereskranim it's Mashma, it's not, because it's the Bidumya, the Nida, in and out, and Ishis Achmanahem cannot be in and out. We can answer that Rashi really holds that there's no cause in Ishis Achmanahem, and the reason by us it's Potu, because it's a Erva, and a Erva could part from Chalitza V'Yibu, even that you say it could be Emes, but Le'ikar Advorim Rashi and Dach Tzadik Zayin on Mudbeis state that Ishis Achmanahem is a Chiyuv cause. So you're right, maybe it doesn't need a chorus to pattern. But the nice Eishes Ach Minayim has chorus. So if Eishes Ach Minayim has chorus, so now our Mishnah stated Eishes Ach Minayim has chorus, the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis is Mashma that Eishes Ach Minayim has chorus, and Rashi in Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis state that Eishes Ach Minayim has chorus. After we know from these three places that Eishes Ach Minayim has chorus, and we have a kasha to askeri is mashma neither he ishesach only duni the neither has chorus in and out. Ishesach minaim that doesn't have it in and out is not in the parsha. And Tesis answered that the mute is only from the hariri. About it has chorus. That who is in for hariri neither he. Ishesach minaim is not in for the hariri. Oh, but the handsome chorus we have. Oh, but if Rashi that chorus in hariri is chadu. So if it's a mute to askeri neither he. And you can't say that it's Ishesach Minayim, so we have a kasha. What we will answer the Teras Kerenim, that is the ganze kasha. So we mentioned yesterday that the Goen, the Teras Kerenim, says that it's a Toru Sofer, and he says the Ikar Girsa is that the Teras Kerenim never said it. The Teras Kerenim meant to say that Ishesach Minayim has an Isur B'chaye Bailo. But the Raskanim never mentioned and never had a tzad to be matir Ishis Ach Minayim and Al Koros. And because of the Raskanim, Teis as a kasha, Nishto as a kasha. The ganze Teretz, Nishto as a kasha. That is the answer. Nishto as a kasha. And I say the Rabbi and Teraskenim also says, Mishnah Zakash. There's a third teretz that I want to speak out. And it's not like all of the red that we spoke yesterday, and the whole Musig of Kolas and Hariri, but the Etzma Cheshman is a glatter Cheshman. The answer is like this. Taisa said that the Etzem and our Gemara is mevur that Yesh Kores, the Mishnah, the Gemara Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi, Nav Tzadik Zayin, Yesh Kores Beis Yisach Minayim. We have a good kash as a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Nida hi. Yesh Ach is doing the Nida that Yesh Lo Heta, Yesh Lo Yisur, Yesh Ach Minayim cannot be doing the Nida. So it's not in the Parsha. So Taisa is offered the answer that the Tereskanim only means to Mimaya that it doesn't have the Ariri. But not that it doesn't have Kores. But Taisa said that this offer that he's offering doesn't stim l'shitas Rashi, because Rashi says ma chiluk yesh ben kolos l'misa b'dishamayim ze bon of meisi v'ze bon of ein meisi. So if Rashi, if it's not ariri, it's not kores. So en kaze kores v'art ariri. So b'meile en kaze kores v'art ariri l'fi Rashi. So Rashi cannot answer it, so we have the kash. The answer is Rashi says take that is no chiluk ben kolos l'misa b'dishamayim. We mentioned yesterday that Taisus himself brings down that in Teraskenim stayed a different chiluk. Chorus is 50, Misibid Shomayim is 60. Taisus himself says that the Babli doesn't hold from it, because in the Babli is Muchach that Chorus is 60. So Taisus says, okay, so Chorus is 60, Misibid Shomayim is later. Zog Develt, Rashi learned as a Machlekes Teraskenim. The Bavli, what is Kores? The Bavli Taka learned there's no difference in between Kores and Misavi Dishamayim. The only chilek is that Kores, Bon of Meisim, Misavi Dishamayim, ain't Bon of Meisim. The Teraskoyanim and the Yerushalmi learned Kores is 50, Bechatzi Yom of Yazvenu, Misavi Dishamayim is 60. But as the Teretz is Poshim. The Teraskoyanim and the Yerushalmi take, they learn pshat that the difference of Kores and Misa b'Lishamayim, Kores is 50 and Misa b'Lishamayim is 60. So they can learn neither he, Eishes Ach Minayim has Ariri, and Eishes Ach Minayim has Ariri, Eishes Ach Minayim doesn't have Ariri. Why? Because they learn Kores is not totally an Ariri or not. Kores is 50, Misa b'Lishamayim is 60. Kids die or not is not a chelik in the chorus. You could have a chorus with kids dying, you could have a chorus without kids dying. The difference chorus in Misa b'Nishamayim is chorus is 50, Misa b'Nishamayim is 60. So the Mele, the Tereskenim and the Yerushalmi take a learn pshat in the Drosh and Nidri that only Yishas Ach Minahav has Ariri, and Yishas Ach Minahav doesn't have Ariri. And you don't have to learn pshat that Yishas Ach Minahav doesn't have chorus. What Rashi said is Bedas HaBavli. Bedas HaBavli Taka is no chorus without Ariri. The Bavli Taka never has the Drosha of the Yerushalmi. The Bavli Nabolivim, but he doesn't have the Drosha neither he, that the Yishas Ach Minayim doesn't have chorus. So the Tereskoyanim Taka L'Shitosoi Darshans, and it's because it comes out like this. No one holds that the Yishas Ach Minayim doesn't have chorus. The Bavli, Bemele never darshan it. The Yerushalmi that said neither he only meant to be mafkir that is no ariri beishes ach minayim. The Bavli that cannot learn that is a miut on ariri never darshan that roshim. So what Taisus was asking, he was stelling a kasha and Rashi. Well, Rashi learns that every chorus is ariri. So obviously the pshat in Teraskenim lefi Rashi will be that beishes ach minayim doesn't have chorus because there's no music to say it doesn't have ariri. If it doesn't have no chorus, so frek Taisus a kasha and Teraskenim to our sugya. But if the answer is that the ganze shitas Rashi is in Bavli, Rashi said there's no difference kolos in Misa b'Shamayim, elo sheze bon avreisim veze ein bon avreisim. But if you Teraskenim that kolos is 50, like Rashi, like Teis himself brings down, and Misa b'Shamayim is 60, so you don't have to say the aside of Rashi that every kolos is ariri. So he could learn the Teraskenim like the way Teis has learned the Teraskenim. Nidori, eishesach minahav has ariri, eishesach minahav doesn't have ariri. But there's no Teraskenim, the Yishasach Minahim doesn't have chorus. And this is the reason Rashi said in every place that the Yishasach Minahim has chorus. It's not like. Rashi doesn't say this chilukim. Yes, we said a pshat to miyashiv about it. What we're saying now doesn't shtim to the whole way we miyashiv that Rashi is not a steer to the 50 and the 60 and Rabbi Yehuda. It's like behelem what we said. We just miyashiv Rashi kipshuto. Lama zeh the next detesis. Ve'achois ish. Ein lehakshes. The nida te'oser le'yovom. אף על פי שמתהרס אחר כך כמו אחויס אישו שאין מסייבמס אפילו מייסר אישתו אחר כך. So this thesis has four חלוקים: the קשה, the תרץ, the ואויד, and then the דרכינויה. Thesis is קשה, thesis is תרץ ולידום לאחויס אישו, then ואויד אפילו בשעס נידוסו קונו, and then the last part of thesis is the דרכינויה. We'll start with Tesis is Kasha. Ve'achis Ishtu. Ein le'akshes. De nido te'osr le'yobam. Af al pi shemeta'eres achar kach. Kmo achis Ishtu. She'ein misyabemes. Afilu Ishtu. Afilu meise Ishtu achar. So what is Tesis is Kasha? Tesis is asking a Kasha. She nido te'osr le'yobam. There's two ways to understand Tesis' Kasha. The first way, as Eir Baruch Ber and Shiur Eir Baruch Ber brings down B'Shem Reb Chaim. Tesis is asking a Kasha, look in the Lashon HaTesis. Ein le'akshe is the nido te'osor le'yovo. Now the nido will become osor le'yovo, nesro. Even that later she will go to the mikveh and she's ois nido. אבל שתאוסר ליובו. שתאוסר ליובו. So Tesis is asking a Kasha that the nida will be osur ליובו. There will be a nesro and the nida. Tesis Zot Reb Chaim never asked the Kasha ואם תוימר שנידו תפתור צורוסו. Why never ask this kasha? ואם תוימר שנידו תפתור צורוסו. שנידו תפתור צורוסו. Why does never ask that kasha? ואם תוימר שנידו תפתור צורוסו. Why they didn't ask a kasha v'im toimar shenido tiye p'tura michalitza? He only asked the kasha nesro. This is the first way. This was Reb Chaim Baruch Ber. The shame Reb Chaim was medayik. The Tesis kasha is nesro. While she was a nida b'shas nefila, even if later she will stop to be a nida, she will stay also. We have to understand. Maybe in a chanami. I want to explain. If we will learn Tesis like the second way that we will learn soon, Tesis Yishonim, Tesis Maharam and Rabbeinu Peretz, that the kasha is that the nida will pattern the tzorah. That the nida will be patur michalitza. So Tesis kasha is a gizunte kasha. Tesvav noshim, tezayin noshim. But lefi Reb Chaim, Tesis is not asking that. Nida can't patur the tzorah. Nida can never patur michalitza. The kasha was only the zayin nesro. That was the only kasha. There will be nesro. So the kasha is maybe ein echanam. Maybe a lady that was a nida b'shas nefila, she stays also, and you can't do yibum later. Maybe ein echanami. What is this discussion? Nida will be nesro, maybe ein echanami. So what we'll say? Lo yishamanu. We never heard that you have to check what was the statue of the yavava b'shas. And lefi that, the dibura maschil taker is a chois isha. As evi a chois isha is mashma in the mishnah that she's osu and sidon neesro. So we ask him, Yukasha and Nida will be neesro. I want to explain why it's not gishmak. Chutzna, it's meduyek, very stark and tasteless. Why it's not gishmak? Okay, so you told me that tasteless, mistome understood. Lo yishomanu that not. So mistome yes. Yeah, mistome yes. That's what mistome yes. And tasteless is the one. We learn neesro. How we know neesro? We know the flamid is a sugi of neesro. That if a person is married, two brothers, two sisters, and the brother dies, and then my wife dies, Savad b'shas mevilo, my sister-in-law is achos isha, I can't marry her later. Nesro! Remember, Reb Nochem Arbo yells, Nesro is a daflamet! Nesro is not dafbeis! You're right, it's mashma de mishna, achos isha is also an edi. So we didn't learn Nesro, Baruch Hashem, you know, we're already a week. And then in the vomits, especially starting slowly. So we already have the musogim of Nesro. But if someone never learned Nesro, never learned the musogim, he doesn't know where we're coming from. So what does this want? You learn Nesro. This is a sugi of Nesro. So you're right, the Dibra Mazda la Chisisho, so this is the Loshon HaTesis. Kmo ya Chisisho, she misyabem ez afilu meizu ish lo yachar kach. So the new Gemara's make you a favor. Achar kach, the Mitzayin, ayin daf lamed beis, and you'll know the sugi of Nesro. So, this kasha had to be in that lamed base, that lamed. We started to learn the kasha is a sugi for Nesro. So, okay, the people are asking if this makes sense. Achos isha is a sugi for Nesro. So, taste the shkinzara. And the taste is Yeshonim, the new taste Yeshonim, when it's printed, they make copies of it even. The Teis Yeshonim asks a different question. V'im toimer, amai lo itone ochen nido shepoiter eso oso. Our fragt already in Deuker Pchai. But the question is, why the Tana did not write down nido shetehe poiter eso oso? And in Teis, Rabbi Nun Peretz, in Teis Ma'aram, it's in Daftes, they ask that question as well. Why it doesn't patter the tzor? And they don't speak about chalitza, but if they want it to be written in the Mishnah, it has to be that it's patter mechalitza also. So we have two drochim how we're learning tesis. If tesis kasha is the way Reb Chaim and Reb Ochmer learn, that the kasha is why we don't have Nesro, or the kasha is why we don't have it in the list of the Mishnah. Here the only copy that they see Yeshonim from the middle. But if you see the beginning of the Teis Yeshonim, you know what is the Dibura Maschil Bitoy. Because the Dibura Maschil is no Shaykh is the Nesro. Let me copy it, it's a whole different arichas. But the Dibura Maschil is Bitoy. It's Poshet, because the noise is not Nesro be'etzem. The noise is Bitoy, you have a list. For a thesis, I have another one on the list. The fifth taste is we're not asking in the list of the Mishnah. But we're learning a sugi of Nesro that is hinted in Achos Isha, and we're still beginning with Chaim's Kash. Why is no Nesro in Nido? Masha'enke, the fifth taste is Yeshonim and the taste is Ma'aram. It's not that we're asking a Kash from Nesro. We're coming to Shtel a different Kash. What is the Kash we're coming to Shtel? We have 15. So the Dibur HaMasro doesn't have to be Nesro. So in Echanami, they don't have that Dibur HaMaschil of Nesro. Now, I just want to mention, is Rishonim that we will see that they will learn like Tesis Yeshonim and Rabbeinu Peretz that the Kashu was that neither will patter the Tzorah and Potu Michalitza. Like, we have Reb Chaim and Reb Ochmer that learned that the Kashu that not the neither will be Potu Michalitza. But why is no Nesro? That's the Kashu. And we have Rabbeinu Peretz and Tesis Yeshonim that learned Pshat that the Kashu is that the Nida will patter Tzoroso and Potu Michalitza. And they add that we're not stop asking a kasha, we're asking why it's not listed in the Mishnah. It's Rishonim that will hold like Rabbeinu Peretz and Teis Yeshonim, but they will not ask that it will be listed in the Mishnah. You know why? because you can't list it in the Mishnah because it's lesser betzora so. Because if one of them is a nida, so she patters everyone. No, so no brother could really marry, right? No brother could really marry. If the nida is also, it's also on all of the brothers. So the tzoras are also on all of the brothers. And as a klal, the Mishnah only writes tzoras with tzoras, tzoras say. So I'm saying, I'm not coming out to ask, so why Rabbeinu Peretz did ask, maybe if someone in the end will say a Torah, fine, why Rabbeinu Peretz did ask, Peretzim is less of a tzoras, tzoras. But when we call Mekoyim, we have two mehalchim. Now, I want to explain, before we start to explain both shittas, there's something very interesting here that we would agree very much to the longest. So, we have to hold your bonus. Lefi Reb Chaim, the kasha was neso. Okay, a strange kasha. In a second, we're going to explain Reb Chaim, Reboch, Ber, Ba'al Chove, what is this is kasha for neso. The Rishonim are asking not only neso, they're asking that she's a erve, and she's potu michalitze, and she patters the tzor. Look at the Teis Yeshonim inside. Something very interesting. Open the Teis Yeshonim inside. Have it in the copy. Look at Teis Yeshonim. Why he has to add that is a Nesro? I think about Nesro. When she's a Nida, she can't do Yibum, and she patters the Tzor. Why it's so wichtig to say that is Nesro? Again, Lefi Teisvis, that is the Lefi Reb Chaim and Reb Ochber, that is only Teisvis Kasha. Frank Teisvis and Kasha, Nesro. Ashei the Kasha. But Lefi Rabbeinu Peretz and Teis Yeshonim, but the Kasha is not Nesro. The Iker Kasha is, I have another list. Instead of 50 noshim, I have the Zion noshim that patters tzoroseim, tzoroseim, and achalitzu minayim. So we have a kasha, we have one more in the list. Nida. And now they add a couple lines. And Sidon Esra. Anyway, why is that a kasha? Why do you have to add it? You having a kasha that you have 16? Yes, I have 16. I have 16. Why the S and Sidon Nesro? Why have to add the Knesh and Sidon Nesro? So, hey, what is the answer? Why have to add Nesro? That's not 15. I have 16. What is the answer? So what do you say? You want to tell me a chiddush that without Nesro it would not patter the tzor. Say a chiddush that without Nesro it cannot patter the tzor. If we we'll say such a chiddush, it would be a chiddush godel, so Achuis Isho could only patter the tzor because he do a parsha for Nesro. So again, so the first Mishnah has to be Giboit and Di Nesro. Well, maybe it could be Mechalik Nida that is Oymet to be Mitar. That is not meant to be mitar. Could be it's balabatish. Could be if it's no nesro, forget about patterings. So wait 5 hours and do it then. You know, the Talmud would say, Boita, do it in 5 minutes. But I'm just saying your order. I know we have to remember the order. Again, that the pashtas, and it's megah very much when we start to understand the terutzim of tesis. Lefi Reb Chaim Reb Ochber Teisus is asking a kasha lo mezayin do nesro, and lefi the Rishonim in the kasha is not lo mezayin do nesro, let it to patter the tzoro, but they lagging tzu in the kasha and she's nesro. Kivyochol that if she's not nesro, they're not asking that kasha. And I'm saying we have to know if it's balabatish, because if it would not be nesro, kilus what the Tanya would write that it patters in the 5 hours not. He writes Achuzisha, but they're glad they stay alive. They don't die. But then she goes to the mikvah a week or two and everything is good. Or it's a more lomdish. If you wanted to patter it only if it will take a Nesro la'olam, then it could patter. What?
It says patter the soul.
So you're saying also like that thing, the debate is Nesso. Again, we have two Drochim and Tesis. I'm just madgish. That Tesis, maybe I'll add one more Knech. I want to go in, I want to madgish. The Revach is, Tesis asks Nesso. Reb Chaim Zamod and Tesis, instead of asking a festekash to Pata the Tzorah, to Pata the Chalitza, Tesis is busy with Nesso, and the second we're going to Reb Chaim. And the Ozma Halataka, Tesis really meant Kipshuta. The Tesis meant that we're Pata the Tzorah, Pata the Chalitza. Love is Zogin that we will not go like Reb Chaim, we will go like Tesis Yeshonim, like Rabbeinu Peretz. The Tesis really meant, we'll get Tesis out. Tesis, we're not holding it. The Tesis will hold. That Taka patas the Tzor, patas Chalitza, like Tesis Yeshonim and Tesis Maram. So the Maizeh, who will want to learn like that, is a shtickle shver that Tesis didn't speak it out Kumash Tzor. Yeah, Tesis just said Nesro. If we will say that even these Rishonim, they need Nesro for the shtickle Taira, or Nesro doesn't work, so it makes sense why Tesis is speaking out the Nesro. Again, the Philip Chaim Tesis is only asking Nesro. The Fidr Rishonim, the main kash is that let the Tana to write it and the path is the Tzor. But I'm saying, even if the Rishonim, they adding Nesro. If it's added because without that it doesn't patter, or without that you can ask the kash, we will have to, Be'ez Hashem, see in the Hemshech HaHezber why we need that Nesro for the kash. But let me get into Zurich to Reb Chaim Reb Ochber. Reb Chaim Reb Ochber said that Reb Chaim told him that it's Meduyik in Tesis, that Tesis never asked to Pater the Tzorah. Tesis only asked Nesro. Tesis never asked to Pater from Chalitza. Tesis only asked Nesro. Some Achroinim add to Messiah to Reb Chaim Loshana Tesis, neither to Oser Leyovom, not neither to Potter, neither to Oser. Much more that we handle in Nesro. If it's a Nesro, so why she's not Choyletzis? Why she's Choyletzis? Tesis is only asking that she be Nesro. Tesis is not asked that she will not do Chalitza. The Gemara says in Daf Nun Tes, in Kiddushin Samaches, that even if Nida is a Erve, the most Rishonim is Yehorig Val Yavo. The person touches a Nida, it's Yehorig Val Yavo. It's one of the Gilei Arayos. Even so, there's one chilek in between the Erva of Nida to Shar the Arayos. Shar Arayos, ain't Kiddushin Toifsim, a person marries a sister, is no Kiddushin Toifsim by a sister, by a mother, by a daughter, by a mother in law. By a Nida, if you Mikadish a Nida, she becomes your wife. You have a drosha. Zog Reboch Ber, Abarazeh, we have the sugi and Dafchot. We mentioned it once, but now we're learning. The Gemara asked the Kasha, we know that you can't do Yibum Ta'arayas. Other because El Begufa Leitzichikro, Rove and Dafches, I don't need a posuk, El Begufa Leitzichikro, and Esedech Leshish Mekores, other is a drosha from Boleo, Lokachas, Litzroy. But I can't do Yibum, but why I can't do Chalitza? Zog Nigmar Kol Sha'ayla Leibum Oyla Lechalitza Vekol Sha'ayna Oyla Leibum Eina Oyla Lechalitza. Frank Nigmar in the end of Chof Amud Aleph. Aber Azei Chai Velavim Ve'ese, that also ain't Ese Deichel Oysese Ve'ese, they're also not Oyla Leibum. So why the Oyla Lechalitza? Zog Nigmar, Ve'olso, Yevintoi, Lokachas, Yesh Lecho Chalitza, Achav Bishayim Yibum. Zog Nigmar, Umay Ro'iso, why in Arayas we say kol she'ein oile le'ibum in oile le'chalitze and in Chaylamim ve'ese, even that it's ein ese deich le'ese ve'ese, is a parsha of chalitze. And zog the Gemara mistabre chay ve'lavim tafse b'kiddushin, chay ve'krisis lo'i tafse b'kiddushin. Learns Reb Ochber b'shem Reb Chaim. Remember, that's the way Reb Ochber states that chalitze is tolu in tfisas kiddushin. O isha that is a erve, she's mufke von zike, b'meile shispotu michalitza. Chavelavim ve'ese, even that they don't have the mitzvah, they're in the parsha of chalitza. So Arayas, that Enes Dechalitza Shiesh Bekores, and the Mele, we have Kol Shein Oil, even when Oil Lechalitza, Chayvelami Be'eser, even that they don't have the mitzvah, of a Tafse Bekidushim, the Mele Dechayev Chalitza, like the Gemara and the Fchof and the bottom of Chof Amud Aleph, beginning of Chof Amud Beis. The Mele Zogt Rebbe Baruch Ber, that this is what he understood from Reb Chaim, the Mele Nido, Nido Tafse Bekidushim. So even if Nida is a Herve, but it could be Nesro. Nida could be Nesro. But Nida can be like Tafsi Makidushi. But maybe she's Oile Lechalitza. So maybe Tesis never asked the Kasha that she be brought to from Chalitza. Part of the song we will get to. Come, we'll speak with Baruch Ber spoke. Why Tesis only asked Moshe? Why Tesis only asked the Kasha? Why? She's a Nesro, and Tesis never asked that it be Potu Michalitza. The Teretz says, even that it's a Erve, and even that it's Nesro, as they learn Rebover. So it's a Kasha and the Rishonim, Boruch Hashem, you know, Chaim, they didn't have it. We have Tesis Yeshonim, Tesis Maharam, Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, that same Mefuresh, that the Nido Shetavse Bekidushim is Potu Michalitza. Today we have Vori Bruchim. Baruch Ber said a shtickle teire, that Nido Val Tavse Bekidushim, so ein echadami shizeher ven shirbi Nesro, or ben Chalitza shiniz, because Chalitza is Toli in Tfisas Kidushim. But we have Baruch Hashem Tesis Yeshonim, we have Rabbeinu Peretz, we have Tesis Maram and Aftes, that both of them, all the three say, that Tesis Kasher was that should be Potu Michalitza. Eire Baruch Ber is right. Zog Reb Shleime, the Gemara dear, it's only a reason how to darshan the droshes. Mai roiso, why we put the droshe that Erves ein oile liibu mechalitza and chayvelavim are oile. And the answer is mistaber that arayes lo itavse kiddushin chayvelavim. But today is a different cloud. Erves potu miibu mechalitza. Erve is potu meibu vechalitze. Erve is potu meibu vechalitze. Chayvelavim ve'esa are not potu meibu vechalitze. But everyone that has a shame erve is potu meibu vechalitze. You remember that what we said yesterday in Shir in the first Mehalach Bedas Rashi, right? This is what we said. Eishes ach min ha'ein. Even that she's not a chayve krisis, she's a erve, and she's potu mechalitze. Just there, we could have said maybe that Shem Erve even does that Letafsi Bekidushin as the Chosin Yeshua. But the Yesoi, same thing we said, Eishis Ach, and Chamoisu Leachem Misas Ishtoi. But here, Reb Shleime, Chidushi Reb Shleime, Simen Beis, Simen Tzayt, Be'arachove, Be'ez Hashem, as they said, Reb Shleime, Be'yosa, and Teisfes, and other Rabbe, she's the Erve, and Be'mele, she's Potu. So, divine, we have Machlekes, Reb Chaim, that learns the Das HaTesis, that even if she's a Herve, or if Tafsi Bekidushim, we have a Chalitza, and we have this Yeshonim, Tesis Maram, Rabbi Luperetz, and this is what Shlomo Haiman learns, that if it's a Shem Herve, she's Potu. Reb Chaim fits, and all the Tesis we learn like that, we only learn like that, but Das Rashi, or Meyashe. But we're leaving now, because we said all the other places, anyway, had different Terutzim to be Matche, so we don't have a Raya. How to remind me the Sugyas before. But we have to know, before we start to go into the sugya here, to remember this, because this will be one of the big things that we'll have to remember. So lefi Reb Chaim, we had a thesis that someone could be chayev bechalitze and she'll be nesro. I would say that someone that is chayev bechalitze is not shayech nesro. She was never out. Lefi Reb Chaim, we have a faceless that wanted that to be potum chayim bechalitza and even some of bin Esra. This suffix the Minchas Chinuch has ba'almon elekoyen godl. What is the case? A person could be two echatimtzes. Almon elekoyen godl, and then he stops to be a koyen godl. Comes a ba'almon ois koyen godl. Or she's a ktano. So the answer, a koyen godl is not only he can't marry a almona, he also can marry Ktanu min Eirusin, which becomes a Nairo, he's allowed to marry her. So, B'shaz de Nefile, she was not Roi to him. And then she's Roi. Kles de Minchas Chinuch. But she was Chayav Bechalitze, she's Chayav Elavim Ve'ese. We say Nesro, we don't say Nesro. It's later, maybe it's a lot more to be done. So Reb Ochber, when he brings this Minchas Chinuch, he says, and also you state in Reb Chaim, the way I was mekabel from Reb Chaim, that it could be Nesro with Chayav Chalitze. Chayav Chalitze is not a reason not to have Nesro. Avad, lefi l'rishonim, we don't have even a beginning of a raya to the Shail. We don't have a beginning of a raya to the Shail. Okay, that is Be'etzem Hamodas HaShail. Now, Lomazen, what takes his answers? The first steps, or the half of the first steps. ואין לאט שהזדמין את האוסר ליוב המאבא בשמתארץ אחר כך כמו אחוי סישו שהם מסייבם אז אפילו מאיזה אישתי אחר כך דלוי דומי דאחוי סישו ושררי אסר איסו רואים את הליובום תפי משאר פמיודו אבל נידו לכולה על מהסירה ואפילו, but I'm stopping here what is this step? לוי דומי לאחוי סישו so what if it's לוי דומי לאחוי סישו what is the term? It's not like a physician. Teis Rosh adds, "Veloidomi lechisisho, shenido asuro al kulo oilom, veafilo al bailo asuro." She's also even to her husband. So I want to explain. Teis says, "Veloidomi lechisisho." Listen, I want to go deep, so. If Taisus Kasha was like the Rishonim, that led it to Patur the Tzor, how we know Elva Patur the Tzor? Shmuel, how we know that Elva Patur the Tzor? We have a drosha. What is the drosha? Litzroy. From where we learn it out? From Achisisha. Zog Taisus Leidomi Leachisisha. I don't understand yet. What is the Leidomi? Omer, Lefi Reb Chaim. Lefi Reb Chaim. Taisus never asked the Kasha to part of the Tzor. What was Taisus' Kasha? Nesro. The Kasha was Nesro, right? So what is the Kasha Leidomi Lechisisho? If Taisus' Kasha, listen carefully. If Taisus' Kasha was letter to part of the Tzor, Erve, Azevi is a cloud of Arayas Pater from Chalitze. Today we know that the cloud is Arayas, Arayas part of the Tzor. She's also Erve. Zakteisa, she's different. What is the difference? I have to explain. I'm before explaining what is the difference. But the answer is she's different. But Taisa asked the Kasha Nesro. Nesro is a Sfor. Aloch Rabbi Shemisina. Nesro. So what Taisa is answering? What Taisa is answering? And for Taisus Leidomi Leachisisho, I will explain my kasha. Listen carefully. Again, I said if the shadow will be to part of the tzor, I hear Leidomi, and I have to explain why it's Leidomi. But if the kasha is Nesro, and we said if you everyone, we need to start with Nesro, right? And Taisus says why it's not Nesro? Why it's not Nesro? Because Leidomi Leachisisho. Rav said Erva Gufe Lo Yitzrich Ekrom. Listen. Erva gufa tzricha krona. No. So there would be no pasuk that Arayas apotu. So there would be no parshas yibu, right? So how you would know Nesro? How you would know Nesro? So how you would know Nesro? But there is no pasuk that Erva lo tzricha krona. There's no yevomis, there's no droshes. I just don't do yibu because ain eser deicha lisa sheyesh bekotz, right? So, Nesro is a svara. She's out, she stays out. No? So it's not Musig if Domi Lachis Isha. Taisa asked the Kasha, the same longness of Nesro that was said here, we have the same longness of Nesro here. But Taisa is asking me svara that will be Nesro. If Elva Gufalo it's Riche Kro. No, Misvor I know that Arai is also. And how I know Nesro? Misvor I know Nesro. So what is the answer? And if you are learning it from somewhere, it's like Ein Meshivim Ala Hekesh. I want you to take the page of the copies, look at Reb Elchanan Siman Aleph, how he's shtel discussion. He doesn't even answer. I want you to look at Ois Aleph, Siman Aleph, Ois Aleph, in the middle. Velatilo Tzarisha, Dimbol Ev Zanino Loikno, Tzor Lema, Zemishaz Nidos Yesh Regam Yesh Saf Mela Zikro, Mikol Mokoy. Lo Yamrin Bo Nesro Shoach Asasu Oilomis, Shum Do Loidomi Lachrisisho Da Asu Oilomis, Vekoshe, Ma Bekach Do Loidomi Lachrisisho, או אין משיבים על ההקש, הוא כשכל הרייס, או ליתפיס גידושי. ואוי, I want the first, last four lines. דורו וכאומר, אל וגוף ולא יצריך לקרוא. ואין אסנר וקורס, ואותי נהיגי גם בנידה. גם איגר חילוק גם בנידה אסור לכל צור ביו, איזה טעם יש בזה. So again, I want to be madgish. It's a big noise of this. We'll start Mesuda the noise. If the kasha is that we'll part of the tzoro, dum yadach risisho, the answer is leidomi. Also the kasha is a meshiv malahegish. A meshiv malahegish. Oh, but now we're learning that the kasha is nes. Wait, the kasha is nes. The kasha is nes. The kasha is nes. So first a meshiv malahegish, but it's no shach is the hekish. Nesro is meilo. El v'guf lo yitzrich ekro. So if El v'guf lo yitzrich ekro, no boss, if someone is out, it stays out. No, so what is the answer? Zog nevelt, the poshut pshat in Tesis is. Tesis is saying a svore in Nesro. Nesro is only a lady that is out. She's out. I will say it in the Nusach, if the Zika stops by the lady, it never comes back. If the Zika stops, the Yishasach becomes the Elvedike Yishasach. Nido, she's not Bechefze Asur. I want to give you the Moshul before the Hezbollah. Say the Moshul before the Hezbollah. What would be a Yavama that the Yavam dies in Yom Kippur? Menachem, you say Nesro? Kippur is also the Tashmish Amita. Nesro? Why not? Why not? I'm saying yes. Why not? I explain. I don't say, well, try to explain why not. What? What? Because she's also the Kalahila, but we also don't understand either. So you also don't understand Yom Kippur? Or you understand Yom Kippur is no Shachis to Nesro? Why? The Teretz is, it's a Zaydi Gezach. The Loshon Rav Kiva Eiger is, Ariya de Karovi Ale. Someone doesn't learn to do beer. She's not out. That's what I'm trying to explain now, neither. Who said, someone said, maybe Taki Yom Kippur is Nesro. So somebody Raya, the Gemara says that cotton, a Yavam cotton, you wait till it becomes big. Chapo Yom Kippur. Could be Zvuto Venesro. Chacham Tzvi has another kasha, the Mandoma. Yom Rishon, Avelis Dairaises, Eli Yavam Yevomos, the Avelim, right? So it's also Tash Meshamita. Yeah, so for sure it's Zaiti. For sure it's Zaiti. This is what Be'etzen, the Tesarosh adds. Not Stam Asura Lekol Ha'ilo. Ve'af Lebailo Asura. What he means to say? He means to say, even her husband can't marry her. So what is the Pshat? It's not a steer to the marriage. Not a steer to the marriage. This Yesoy, the Briskerov and Sefer on the back in the Michtovim, Briskerov says the same Yesoy. He brings a Raya, the Rambam says that every person that is Boyal Arayas, person marries a sister, his mother, his aunt, all these people, the lady becomes a Zayno. Meaning to say, after you do the Bia Arayas, forget about the kid as a Mamza, then you leave her. Now she can't marry anymore a Koyan. She did a business. A man that married a nida and divorced, and then she's allowed to marry a kohen after she dies. Why? Zog the Rambam that is not a begir erve. I hit the erve, so it became a zayna. bitoy, it's a helmet, it's not a good marriage. Nidus no shagas to the marriage. Who the guy had a veil? The male, it's no shagas to kuva, it's not a isur kuva. No shagas to isur kuva. The male, it's no shagas to Rabbi Chonon's kashas, ain't meshivim ala hekesh. It's not a vote of the hekesh. Now listen carefully, it's a diuk. Some achroinim, mamash, have tzorochion, tzorochion, tzorochion. Look at Lashon HaTosfos. Deloidomi le'achos isho v'shar arayis. What is shar arayis? Hari the hekesh is the achos isho. The Teretz says, Tosfos didn't mean that, why it's a reason not to do a hekesh. So Tosfos says, it's not arayis. V'meile pas nishkeneso. Pas nishkeneso. The vile, again, the vile we're going with Reb Chaim. We'll see later, even if he doesn't want how we will use this Mahalach. If we need Nesro, it's enough that we have to, there's no Nesro, so everything is good already. Yeah? If we need Nesro. If we said that the feet other Rishonim without Nesro, they don't have their Kasha, so it's enough that we answer Nesro. We don't have to answer more from Nesro. But could be we'll even answer, even if it's not Gibbaita Nesro, so we'll answer how they're answering. That why it's not called Meshivim al Hekesh. But zurich to Rebbe Chonon. Rebbe Chonon was my first aim Meshivim al Hekesh, and it's not even a drosha frek Rebbe Chonon. It's a svore neso. The answer is, Tesis is saying a lomdish svore. That is not shaykh do neso. The chefze of neso is when a person is afkoe from the parsha, is shaykh do neso. When it's not afkoe, the moshel, is a chumas arashbo. That declares a person made a shvuah and a neder not to marry a lady. And the husband died, and now she fell the yibum to him. And then he's matter the neder. So he declares if it's nesro or not. So I'm kibegi, what is shaykh is the nesro? The lady was never nesro. He had a problem. She's mutter. Here, I'm kibegi, it's easy. She's mutter. That nesro to him. He has a problem. He breaks his word when he does the beer. Dear, it's mamish klo. How kibegi speaks it out. What? Okay, we have to see the chilukim. Where's Hashem? We'll go duch. Oh, we have to know. Because chinuch had a sofik in chai v'lavi v'ese. Chai v'lavi v'ese is also a zayti gezach. It's not an elve. Before we declared, v'an she's chai v'chalitza is not shaykh nesro. I think what we're saying now could be will not be shaykh nesro b'chai v'lavi v'ese, not only because she's chai v'chalitza. Because pastishkin parshev nesro b'chai gavi. Nesro is only when someone is mufka from the parsha. The Welt brings the kasher from the Avne Miluim. The Avne Miluim has a kasher. Moshe says in Daf Yud that is the Eishes Shtei Meisim. A person divorces his wife Chutz Miploini and another person, and the Rishonim clear if she's potter miyimun v'chalitze. And then the other person divorces her, if it's Hutro, Venesro. So there's a shayla in Eishes Shtei Meisim. Zogdav the Miluim, Simen Kufa and Dalet, I'm not so sure what Shaykh do, Simkot and Beis, Nesro. Or the Eishes Ish is also Al Kola Oilom Kule. Tesis said when someone is also Al Kule Arme, we don't say Nesro. Tesis never said that. Tesis said the Nido is also Al Kule Arme, is Honishkin Shaykhes to the marriage. Eishes Ish for sure is a help. So the Yisoy divine is one Yisoy. Again, we have Rebbe Chonon's Kashe, Rebbe Chonon starts Yibom, it's the first Aleph Aleph. Rebbe Chonon starts and he says, I don't understand what Tosfos is answering. Okay, see the second Teretz, that the Ve'oi, that Bez Hashem will see him tomorrow, that the Ve'oi says that Yibbo Alu Konu, so it's not even Esro. The Maise, the Yibum is there. So then, even if it's also to do it, but the Maise, you could do Yibum. That Rebbe Chon says, I understand. And if in Baal Ukonu, if you could do Yibum, so it's not Nesro. That makes sense. But in Chure, Ve'oid Mashma, so Rebbe Chon, at the beginning, Tesis learned that even when she's in Nida, you can in Baal Ulo Ikonu. And he will have to understand that the Maisa, she's Mufka now. That'll be a Kasha that we'll have to handle. If she's Mufka, everything what we say needs a Pshat yet. But I'm going behel at that ori that I'm beramas here. Aritesa says the voidim balu kon. Mashma till now in balu loikon. and I'm explaining to you so much that it's Zaitik, 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 Zaitik. The Lashon Biyom Kippur in Baruch Lekonu. Shred the Gleiv in Baruch Lekonu. So Yisru Tash Mishamita, Echol B'chamish Einuim, right? If a person has a Yavom and Yom Kippur, or be in Baruch Lekonu, in Baruch Lekonu. Yistavar in Baruch Lekonu. So we're answering that it's Zaitik. We're answering that it's Zaitik. Not that it's moved from the Parsha to the Zaitik. But when we call him again. So the Vail, I want to be minded because he reads in Mosil Achroin, Abuchon, and Simon Hay. They didn't learn so Parsha that it's like we answer. So Tesis asked the Kashe, Vezai Neso. Or that we're even part of the Tzoro, with Neso, without Neso, we're not visit. And for Tesis, Loidomi Lachoisisho. So the Achroin understood in the beginning Parsha, it's not Domi Lachoisisho, we're learning out from Achoisisho. Fragen aber kann man in Mishiv im Ala Ekesh und heute aber guf an Lezrich Ekro it can be that I need a drosha for Nesra. Nesra has to be every time when there's a Nesra that he loses as he has because has to be a Parsha of Nesra. The answer is we say in Tesis says Nesra you're right is a Svoro it's a Loch Elohim Mishmi Sinai but the gather is when someone is out it stays out. Who is out? Someone that has issues in between the husband and the wife. But neither the Asura Lekulaam, that's not in between the husband and the wife, neither is the Yisru Kloli, and Valet the Yisru Kloli is like Yom Kippur, Valet the Yisru Kloli is like a Neder, and we made it past Nishdok and Nesra. What's Hashem tomorrow? We're ready to go to the Mamaka.
I'm going to go to the next one.